Good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to John chapter 6, just a few verses of Scripture. John chapter 6, of course, is the great exposition on the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. And as the Lord was wrapping up the message, some 59 verses are dedicated to that message in John chapter 6. He gets down to verse 58. He says, "This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." And we find that there was a very stunning reaction to those words. Verse 60 says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying, who can hear it?' When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, 'Does this offend you?'" It's interesting the word that he chose that. He says, "Does this trigger the trap for you?" The word offend means to trigger the trap. You know, Boy Scouts or as kids learning how to make a little trap for a bird or whatever, you have the little pin or the stick that would be used to have the little basket that was made or whatever box you were using, and you had it attached to a string, and you're sitting over there in the bush waiting for that little bird to go in there and eat the bird seed, and you can pull the little trap, and the box goes on top of the bird, and you run around, "I caught the bird. I was able to trap him." And that string and that's the trigger mechanism. Well, that's what the word offend here is. Did I trigger something in your heart that offended you, that upset you? And we find here in the ending part of this, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Now, what was it that upset and angered these disciples, these followers of Christ so? They were asked to move from a human understanding to a spiritual understanding, and they couldn't make the jump. They couldn't make the move. They could understand bread from heaven. They knew about manna. They could believe that God would send manna from heaven to feed the people of God. That wasn't a problem. But to say that God sent His Son, the God-man, as the bread of life, we just can't buy that. We just don't believe that you, the carpenter's son, that you are the Son of God. We just don't buy that. And they turned and they walked away from the Savior. And the Lord turns in verse 67 of the same passage, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, 'Will ye also go away?' And Peter speaks up immediately and he says, 'Oh, we're not going to go away. Thou hast the words of eternal life.'" Peter was speaking the truth there. "And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" There was one still that hadn't left yet, and he had a mission to perform. He was going to betray the Lord Jesus Christ and turn him over to the Roman authorities, and he was going to be crucified. Judas didn't believe either. He didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And there are people all around the world today that are meeting in all kinds of worship centers and mosques. And what is so sad is that there are so many that are meeting that do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the great divider of men and women. And if you're here this morning, you've got to come to grips with this important truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the promised one. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the bread of life. If you can't get past that, then you cannot be saved. Because then you have a man Savior. And we have a God-man Savior, amen? Sent of the Father in love to go to that cruel cross, the only one who was worthy took our place as our vicarious substitute. You've got to come to grips with that. You've got to lay aside your self-righteousness. You've got to lay aside your religiosity. And you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who saves sinners. It was a great divider. Disciples left. Followers of Jesus leaving Him? Why? Why did they leave the Savior's side and go on about their business? Because He was saying something that they could not believe, that He is the Son of God. He's saying that this morning. I am the Son of God. I am the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You see, folks, that's the dividing line. You've got to cross over that line. It's the line of faith to move from unbelief to belief in the truth that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God and that He is the only Savior of sinners. The only way you can dine on the bread of life and have life everlasting is to believe that important truth. God help us in that regard.